May it please this honorable panel. Your honors, petitioner here, Ahmad Ayaz, as a young person, got involved in the politics of Pakistan with the Mujahid Muhakim movement, which was set up by Altif Hussain, who was one of the leaders, who is now, after the fractionalization of this group, lives in exile in London and in some ways accused of being involved in Benazir Bhutto's assassination.
Before we get too much further into this, Mr. Anvarpour, I would appreciate it if you could address the government's argument that your petition is focusing only on the underlying merits of the order of removal, but that's not properly before us. The only thing before us is the denial of your motion to reopen. And because I think the difference in focus, at least as the government suggests, makes quite a bit of difference to what we're allowed even to be thinking about here. So maybe you could address that.
Well, Your Honor, the entire government argument is why we're here, why we have this case, and never talk about the fact that the board gratuitously got into the merits. And you know, when they say, albeit untimely, we see there's no likeliness of persecution upon his return under the standards for withholding of deportation, which is a mandatory UN mandate of which we're signatory, not to send a person who's clearly subject to being targeted and persecuted. If they just dropped the case, then we would have said yes.
I think that's unrealistic. I'm looking at the board's order on the motion to reopen, and they say essentially a couple of things. They say, first of all, we think the motion is untimely, and then I would summarize the rest of the order by saying that Mr. Ahmed has not come forward with the kind of evidence of changed circumstances that would persuade the board to lift that timeliness restriction, which it has the power to do, but it doesn't have to do it. And so, yes, there's a little bit of discussion of the underlying merits, but the context is in whether you've shown enough to overcome this problem. A motion to reopen is not like a Rule 59 motion in a federal civil case. It doesn't bring up the whole underlying case.
Your Honor, we realize that if there was a determination there were no changed circumstances, obviously we won't be before this court for that, because there are cases that you will not allow that. But the remaining would be the UN mandate of withholding of deportation, and it's on that relief and its denial that we present this petition for review to this honorable court.
Is that it?
Pardon me?
Do you have anything further?
Oh, yes, obviously, if I'm allowed to talk.
Yes, of course.
Thank you. But what I'm saying is, in my...
We'll pass on those pauses.
close to half a century of my practice before the Immigration Court and the Board of Immigration Appeals, I find that comfortable in their positions, they never bother to actually pay substantial attention to what's in the record. The extraneous things that in many pages are reflected in the decision of the judge and affirmed by a very short summary decision of the board does not get into the fact that this person has been persecuted, has been injured, he has been pursued, he has kids born in the United States. They've been approached for radicalization. And can you imagine a teenager, it obviously will have to go with daddy back to Pakistan. is so amenable to being radicalized. And then the other three kids who've been here since they were 2 or 3 years old, they're totally in terms of their life in America and Americanization, if you will, are also targeted by the factions of MQM. At some point, MQM was an honorable organization. MQM was arranging for demonstrations against 9/11. They showed their sympathy for the victims and what happened to the United States in result of that. And then they took the name Mohajer out of it and made a Mutahid. So the new MQM, the new fraction, is obviously in the group that's...
What's the difference between Mohajer and Mutahid?
Well, the Altif's party, obviously, was
one
that we call good one. The other one, the Mutahid, is the one that's at this point in time pro-Taliban and against the government. And there are elements of government who can't control them or actually are in unison with them. And this man, he was an honorable man. He was involved in labor exporting and manpower recruitment. He sent in 1 year, he sent 2,000 young people who were unemployed to Kuwait, Bahrain, Dubai, and some Middle Eastern country to work legally, like our migration workers here. And they didn't. The other group that at first he thought it was a good group, he was working with them. They don't like what he's doing now, but what they like is to have him recruit for them, to get the young people to turn against the government, turn against the West. And he came to the United States many times. He was a very, very reputable businessman. So he was given visa to come to the United States with his wife and the three kids. And he never stayed, overstayed. He left at the end of the period. Number one, because his business was good in Pakistan. Number two, because he liked to go home. He preferred to be home. But all the pressures forced him to come back here. And once he was here, at the end of his 6 months, he was leaving. His brother said, I don't think you should come. They're looking for you. And then what he did, he immediately after the 9/11, when a group of nationalities were profiled to go and register as, I guess, just for the government to recognize them. I don't want to see enemy agents. But he went in and signed up. And that resulted in his being written up to appear before a court for being an overstay. There he claimed changed circumstances, which was refused. And then all we have, we're going on this... although the standard is high for the withholding of deportation, it's practically nothing. It's no green card. It's no path to citizenship. It's just saying, all right now we put your file in the back burner. When things get better in Pakistan, you have to go. In the meantime, if we find a place where we can send you and they accept you, you'll have to go.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Anvarpour.
May it please the Court, Tiffany Walters Kleinert for the respondent, the United States Attorney General. Ahmed has already had a full and fair adjudication of his applications for withholding of removal and protection under the Torture Convention. He had a hearing before the immigration judge who denied his applications. He appealed to the Board of Immigration Appeals, who considered his appeal and dismissed it, and he chose not to petition for review to this court. Instead, he filed a motion to reopen 5 months later that was untimely, claiming changed country conditions in Pakistan, based on a letter from his brother that was previously submitted before the immigration judge, two letters from friends making general claims that it would be dangerous for him to return general country condition information and corroborating evidence regarding his claim that he's not shown could not have been submitted earlier. Because Ahmed failed to petition for review from the board's November 6, 2008 decision, this court lacks jurisdiction to consider these claims. To the extent Ahmed argues that the board, in its September 23, 2009 decision on his motion to reopen, re-adjudicated his withholding application, the plain language of the board's decision, I think, refutes that point. And the board refers to the prior decision only insofar as it addresses the procedural history of the case and then goes on to properly consider whether or not he's established changed country conditions, considering the country conditions as they were when he appeared before the immigration judge and the country conditions as they existed at the time of his motion to reopen. Because Ahmed has not presented any claim on the board's decision as to changed country conditions, he's waived any argument as to the one claim that he could have argued before this court that this court had jurisdiction to consider. Therefore, the respondent would ask that the court dismiss in part and deny in part the petition for review.
Okay, thank you, Ms. Kleinert.
Thank you.
So, Mr. Anvarapur, do you have anything further? You have another minute.
Yes, Your Honor, my point is again reiterated here that for minute administrative technicalities, we're depriving a person and his family of life and liberty. And as I said, the BIA could have gone ahead and dismissed the whole thing without getting into the fact that he had not proved his eligibility for his removal to be withheld. And that is the decision from which we're seeking review. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. Mr.